Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. This weekend in Fort Myers, thousands of people would be given free dental care. It's the Florida Dental Association Foundation's fourth Florida Mission of Mercy event this Saturday and Sunday at the Lee Civic Center. Dentists will provide professional dental care on a first-come, first-served basis. Treatments will begin at 6 a.m. each day and last until 6 p.m. with no pre-registration necessary. Services provided will include things like cleanings, fillings, extractions, pediatric dentistry, and even limited root canal therapy. Ew, that does not sound fun, but you got to do it when you got to do it. To learn more about the event, we're joined now in studio by Dr. Philip Craver. He's one of the dentists who will be providing care this weekend. Dr. Craver, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I'm a big fan of the show.
I'm glad to have you here. We're talking about a free dental care event this weekend in Fort Myers. If you'd like to ask Dr. Craver a question, give us a call now. The number is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag of GCL. So first, tell me a little bit about yourself and your career as a dentist.
Sure. I'm a dentist in Cape Coral, Florida, and my father's a dentist. I've been practicing here for about 7 years, and I'm just now starting to get to the point where I'm starting to look around in the community saying, hey, I'm old enough, I'm able enough, I want to start helping out, and just so happens this event is coming to town, and all the local dentists are really excited to help out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that you had to floss every day when you were a kid.
Absolutely.
With a dentist as a dad?
Absolutely. He did not let anything slip. But, you know, surprisingly enough, I did have one cavity growing up.
And, well, you did?
And I have kids now, and one had a cavity as well.
So I'm wondering how much of that is genetic, and that's kind of what you're going to get. You
Absolutely.
Know?
Well, you know, some of it's genetic, but it's actually a lot of it has to do with your saliva and the type of bacteria you're colonized with. And so, you know, you got to brush your gum line twice a day, eat a good diet, and you usually don't get cavities.
Wow. I didn't know it had to do with saliva. Darn, I wonder what my saliva is doing. I've got crowns going on here. Have you done any events like this before with the foundation?
With the foundation, we've done a couple, and this is the biggest one that we run. And so,
I know, it's going to be huge. I mean, we're talking like hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers, a crew to set up a giant dental facility. It's going to come back down in just a few days. Tell me a little bit about the logistics in making something like this work.
So if you've ever been to the Lee County Civic Center, you notice a big place, and picture 100 dental chairs being there. So we're transforming it into a big dental office. And essentially, we're going to have 300 dentists, 100 hygienists, 100 other dental assistants, and lay people from the community coming out there to really work this thing. We're going to have a lot of different services. We're going to try to see about 100 patients per hour. And so there's a lot of work that goes into it.
So you got 100 chairs?
100 chairs.
So someone moving through the chair once an hour?
Absolutely.
Wow. Who are the providers? Are they all local dentists, or are there dental students involved?
So there are mostly local dentists. They all come from all over the state of Florida. We did reach out to dental schools, and we were having some representation from some of the schools. And, we basically maxed out our potential for all of our chairs. We got them all covered.
So have you booked a massage for Monday? Because it's going to be a lot of work. I mean, that's a lot of intense crouched over people.
You know what? We're here to meet the need, and the need is great. The need is great, so we're going to try to show up and even if our back's a little sore, we'll definitely be able to relax on Sunday when it's all over.
Yeah, we're getting a preview of the free dental care event happening this weekend at the Lee Civic Center. It's the Florida Dental Association Foundation's fourth Florida Mission of Mercy event. We're joined in studio by Dr. Philip Craver. He's one of the dentists who will be providing care this weekend. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So this is a first-come, first-served event, so people should aim to arrive early, I guess?
Yes, the doors will be open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and people are going to be showing up at previous events. They show up at like 4 a.m., 3 a.m., and to get in line because it is first-come, first-served basis. And anybody can come if you're willing to wait in line, uninsured, insured, anybody.
Why do you think something like this is necessary, particularly in Southwest Florida?
So it's not just a problem in Southwest Florida. It's really a problem, not all over the country. It's basically a lack of access to care, and cavities happen. You know, cavities is the number one disease in the world. It's higher than asthma. It's higher than most other diseases, and it's 100% preventable. And the problem is that, we're just so busy as dentists with all these patients that we have enough patients to treat who have insurance and have ability to pay. But there's a lot of patients out there that don't. And so a lot of dentists don't actually get a chance to work on patients in this manner. Medicaid reimbursement is low, and we're working on that through the different avenues that we have. And so hopefully this isn't a problem in the future.
What kind of things do you see when people come to these things? I mean, these are maybe these can be mouths that have been neglected for a very long time.
Absolutely. Sometimes you open up the mouth and you see things that that make you very sad. And
well, you can't believe people can put – I mean, mouth pain hurts.
Yeah. Well, people are very tough, and they learn to deal with it. And so what they do is they just grit and bear through it and live life. And when they come to see us, they're very thankful and to be helped.
I just can't imagine – I have a toothache, and I have to be there yesterday because it just kind of permeates your whole head. It really – I mean, do you come across people that have multiple extractions necessary or
– All the time. You know, cavities – basically, your teeth, if you don't take care of them, they will eventually decay. And when they decay, the pain starts, and you've got 32 teeth in your mouth. And so every single one of those teeth is essentially a ticking time bomb. If you give them enough time, they will start to one by one start to bother you and start to hurt you. And they start to crack off and break. And so that's what we're doing. We're showing up to try to help everybody who's got a hurting tooth and willing to wait in line and get help.
What happens if someone has a problem that can't be solved in one visit? How does follow-up care work?
Great question. We do have a wonderful system. It's called Project Dental Care. It's available. It's near McGregor Boulevard. If you go to floridadental.org, there's a website that also shows some low-cost or no-cost options for you around the state of Florida if you need some help.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think people are fearful of going to the dentist? It seems like they're more scared of going to the dentist than they are most other doctors.
I think every dentist, every day of his career, has a patient that comes in and tells them some horror story. You know, dentistry has gotten a lot better. There's new techniques. Things are more comfortable. There's a lot more dentists. There's more competition, so you have to be more gentle with your patients. I think that a lot of that's changing. I think a lot of patients who go to the office now are starting to see, okay, this dentistry is different, and I don't have to be so afraid anymore.
So there are other implications, though, of untreated dental issues. It's more than just pretty smile and having your teeth stick around.
Absolutely. You know, there. Emergency rooms are being overrun right now by dental emergencies. And so it's not just the dental field that we're trying to take care of. It's also the emergency rooms. It puts a tremendous amount of burden on the hospitals in town treating dental pain, dental infection. And a lot of times they don't have the resources to treat it in their
well, it's definitely a specialty, right?
Exactly.
I mean, it's pretty different.
So most of the time they're prescribed antibiotics and pain meds. And as we know, and as most listeners know, that antibiotics are a problem. So are opioids. And so a lot of times people's first exposure to opioids is through a toothache. And sometimes they take antibiotics for a long period of time because they find a doctor or an ER that will give them continued antibiotics, which we know contributes to antibiotic resistance. So it's a big problem.
And don't even get started talking about the gut bacteria and killing all your good stuff.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. We're just now learning about all the different benefits of having nice, healthy bacteria, and antibiotics do affect that.
Are there other health issues that poor dental hygiene can cause, like having, you know, bacteria raging in your mouth that you don't really notice, even if it's not causing you pain? Can it cause other problems within your system?
Absolutely. So the mouth is full of bacteria. Bacteria double every 20 minutes, and they're always trying to grow. And your gum line is the barrier and the protector of your body. And so they're trying to get in. So all the things that can happen with bacteria in your body happen if you don't brush your teeth properly. So and these bacteria can seed into your body. You know, if you work in a hospital, sometimes you find oral bacteria being cultured in kidneys and lungs. And you look at them and say, wow, this is actually from the mouth.
So they can trace it back and say, well, this little piece of bacteria came from the mouth.
Absolutely.
Because it got in between your gums and your tooth?
Yes.
Ew.
It happens.
Yeah. So can you end up getting with like some sort of a systemic infection?
You can. Your immune system is usually pretty strong. This happens in patients who are usually immunocompromised or just have a lot of bacteria there. We worry about it with heart valves and things like that as well. One of the things at the Mission of Mercy that we're really excited about is that everybody who comes through the clinic is going to have a top-notch oral education because we cannot drill all the problems away that exist in our culture today. We've got to start with prevention. And, you know, we're going to have someone there educating every single patient that comes through. It's about brushing the gum line with a soft bristle brush, and we're going to continue to do that. And it takes a lot of creativity to get through to somebody to let them know that, hey, this is important. We're looking for aha moments at this place to make sure that people leave there not just with the the one-tooth fix, but actually to come back and be able to sustain their oral health for a lifetime.
Is it possible to come back from having bad teeth? I mean, if you have a couple, say somebody shows up and they're just, you know, covered in tartar, and they get it all cleaned up, and then they take off and they get the one cavity fixed when they mm-hmm. go there. But, you know, their gums have kind of already started to recede because they are unhappy with the bacteria situation, or I don't know exactly why gums do that, but I'm guessing because they don't brush your teeth enough. Is there any way to get that to come back? Can a mouth become healthy again?
So the cleaner the mouth is, the healthier it's going to be always. And so our primary goal is oral hygiene, even in our offices. If you see anything that's started, increasing oral hygiene, brushing 2 times, 3 times a day for 2 minutes each in the proper location with the proper amount of attention to the gum line, a lot of times we see immaculate improvement.
So it can get better pretty quick.
Absolutely, yes.
So it regenerates. It's not like...
So you're talking about gum disease. Gum disease doesn't always come back all the way. Our goal is to halt the periodontal disease in place.
Oh, hold it in place and then you'll be fine.
Yes.
It sounds like with the susceptibility to bacteria problems, you said that people with compromised immune systems and things like that might have a harder time fighting off those types of bacteria. So it seems like it would be... I mean, it's critical for everybody, but particularly critical for maybe older people or people who have compromised immune systems to make sure that they take care of their teeth.
Yes. So one of the problems we see, and we're going to see it this weekend, is that as you age, your dexterity changes. Sometimes your diet changes. You know, the number one problem in America is that we see so many carbohydrates. You know, I was waiting in your waiting room here. I was offered pretzels and animal crackers, and that's everywhere. Is that those carbohydrates is not just sugars and sodas. It's pretzels. It's granola bars. It's any type of breads that sit on your teeth. If you ever eaten a granola bar and had that all that stuff stuck in your teeth, mm-hmm. that is absolutely causing the bacteria to grow. To rapidly proliferate and to cause cavities.
Like anything kind of stuck in your teeth.
Everything.
Is not so good.
Nope.
Especially seafood. Oh, that can be a very negative experience for people. What do you think it says about our healthcare system that we have to have events like this to fill some of these gaps?
So I think this is kind of neat because, you know, we're here to help patients. But what this does is a lot of dentists who are kind of treating patients in their office and they're busy, they come to these events and they see the need because we don't always see the need in our offices. And so we're helping. And I think that this is a great awakening for both patients and for dentists and to understand that we need to do something better. And really what we're looking for is aha moments, like I said, for people to understand oral hygiene is in their own care. You know, take, for example, armpits. You know, not to be demeaning, but everybody needs to clean their armpits. And everybody does clean their armpits because there's a lot of social pressure on people who don't. And right now, it sometimes takes a long time for you to have, you know, any social pressure for not brushing your teeth. But we really need to have people so aware of their oral health.
Yeah, it only takes a couple days for the not taking care of that area to lose you a couple friends. But not taking care of your teeth, it's kind of can fly under the radar.
Exactly.
Why do you think people make it not as much of a priority? Do you think it's because they think they can get by with it?
You know, it takes a lot of time. You know, people are busy.
For things
to really
start decaying?
It's a slow-moving process. And it takes a lot of time for it to happen. And, we're busy. You know, when you say brush your teeth, you tell a child to brush your teeth for 2 minutes, they're going to brush it for 30 seconds. It's a chore.
They have those timers, though, that are available that I think Disney came out with where they count down. And
there's always a new tool coming out. We're always looking for some new creative way to do that. And, you know, when we do our oral hygiene explanations at the event, we're going to be very creative in the way we display it to people because we don't want to sound repetitive. We want people to actually listen and take hold of it and take care of their oral health.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time that we have before this break, but I want to thank my guest for this segment, Dr. Philip Craver. He's one of the dentists who's going to be providing care this weekend at the Florida Dental Association Foundation's 4th Florida Mission of Mercy event, which runs from 6 in the morning till 6 p.m. at the Lee Civic Center in Fort Myers. It's for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Dr. Craver, thanks for coming in today and rest up. You have a busy weekend ahead of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.